We turn to Seattle now, where we're continuing to follow developments surrounding Tuesday night's shootings at that homeless encampment near I-5 in downtown Seattle, known as the Jungle. Word of those shootings spread quickly among the vendors for the weekly newspaper Real Change. Many of them are homeless or have been homeless. They spoke to KUOW's Amy Radel in the newspaper's offices in Pioneer Square.
I was really concerned because I have friends up there, and it's not a safe place for anybody, but where are the homeless going to go? I mean, then they said that the DOC and the cops are going to push everybody out. Where are they going to go? Me and my boyfriend have a hard time because we both have criminal history, and it's hard to get a place because we lived in a tent, and, you know, you got to watch your back when you're in a tent. People try to burn the tents down with people in them. I mean, the Jungle's not a safe place, but I don't know what they're supposed to do.
So I've been in the Jungle before, and it's not a real nice place, not even for men. But the thing is, you know, everybody knows what goes on in the Jungle out there. You know what I'm saying? There's drug dealing going on out there. There's a lot of bad stuff that goes on out there. You know, I hope that people, this will open up people's eyes. I hope this opens up the mayor's eyes and maybe he'll get things done, start getting things done. You know, that's a bad area over there.
I've heard of the Jungle. It's been around for about 20 years, probably a little more. It was dangerous 20 years ago. It's still dangerous. You know, when they do the one-night count, they don't even go in there. So we never really truly get an accurate count of how many people are truly homeless on the streets after all the shelters are full. When you're homeless and all the shelters are full, you have nowhere to go. Okay. Personally, me, I never went up there, but I stayed in a park on the east side because that was the safest place I could hide as a woman, because it's dangerous to be homeless.
Those were the voices of Real Change vendors Darcy Day, Nick Maxwell, and Susan Russell.